Thank you. Moving on, so Duke Street pilot mitigation.
Thank you. Okay, so we presented to you, I think in maybe November or December, on Duke Street traffic mitigation pilot phase one. And I think we touched on phase two a little bit, but we really were focusing on phase one at that point, which was really just signal timing changes to make the route going down Quaker Lane and on Duke Street to Telegraph Road a faster and more desirable route to reduce cut through traffic in the neighborhood. So the second phase of this, which we touched on but did not get into a lot of detail, would be doing a pilot where we would actually block access to Telegraph Road from West Taylor Run. So you would still be able to come out of West Taylor Run and make that left onto Duke Street, but you would not be able to access the ramp. And the purpose of this is to provide more of a free flow for the ramp, which creates a lot of congestion all along Duke Street, and see what that does. So using data to really look at what the impacts of this would be. You all might remember there is a larger project at Duga West Taylor Run that will ultimately provide a new access ramp to Telegraph Road. So we are working on that project now. We have funding for it. We submitted an application years ago. And so that project is currently looking at a couple different design options that we will go over with the community this fall, but we did want to test out the access restrictions and see what happens and measure traffic prior to that. Let's see. So just to go over, there's a lot here, I don't have to go over it all. The major key findings from the phase one were pretty good. I think it really worked. So it was faster to use Quaker Lane. We saw traffic volumes decrease on the neighborhood streets and increase on Quaker Lane, and traffic was still moving faster on Quaker Lane, even with those increases. Yale Drive, with the left turn restriction that you all approved, decreased the cut through traffic decreased by 96%. So major impacts on Yale Drive. And what we were really looking at was vehicles that kind of pinged at the Quaker and Seminary intersection, and then looking at how they made a decision, whether they stayed on Quaker Lane to access Telegraph Road, or whether they went through one of the neighborhood streets and which one they went through. And so all of the when we talk about cut through traffic, we're talking about cars that were in Alexandria and ended up on the Telegraph Road ramp. So that's kind of, when we talk about cut through traffic, that's how we were measuring those. So we saw that that the cut through traffic on West Taylor Run in Cambridge decreased quite a bit, quite a lot on Cambridge. And also on Fort Williams Parkway, we've been requested to look at this as well, and the volumes decreased on Fort Williams Parkway substantially as well. So part of the phase two pilot would be to reinstate that phase one signal timing, because it was pretty popular. We've gotten a lot of requests and questions about when that's going back in. But we also, with this, do want to close that direct access to Telegraph Road from West Taylor Run. This would be at all times, because it's not feasible to go out every day and put up cones and monitor that. We looked at a number of different ways of doing this, and as a pilot, we think the best way to do it from an engineering and safety solution is, you know, continue your flex posts all the way across, so that the Telegraph Road ramp is green most of the time. However, if a pedestrian pushes the signal, that they're going to get the red light at the ramp, and it's, you know, for the entire time that the pedestrian has to walk across Duke Street, because it's really complicated to split that up any more than that. And so, you know, we don't actually see a lot of pedestrians crossing there right now, but when they do and they push the button, the ramp traffic will have to stop, but otherwise the ramp traffic will have a green light and will be more of a continuous movement, which we think will really alleviate congestion on Duke Street. So, you know, the goals of this is to continue to, you know, reduce the cut through traffic, but we also really want to test this closure to larger West Taylor Run intersection project and see how traffic behaves so that when we're looking at the new ramp, we have better information. And then I think next slide, talk about, so, you know, some of the questions we've received are what happens if you come down West Taylor Run. So one, we would do a lot of notification with the variable message signs in advance of this. If you live on West Taylor Run or East Taylor Run, so you could either take the access road over to the Cambridge intersection and loop around. We want to measure that and see what happens at that signal, because we know that's kind of a tricky signal anyway. So looking at that, or you could come off West Taylor Run and do the little jog over at Dope Street, which I looked at the data, not a lot of folks are doing right now. It's about 2% of the traffic is doing that right now. So we would also want to monitor that and see, you know, are a lot more people doing this and is this creating backups? But I think with the two projects together, you know, we've already seen the shift over to Quaker Lane with the additional alleviation of a lot of the congestion because the Telegraph Road ramp is now more free flowing. It will make more sense for people to stay on Quaker Lane, and that is where the navigation apps should direct them, but we don't know, and we want to test it and kind of look at the data and see what's happening. So there is a meeting that the Clover College Park Civic Association is hosting on August 10th. They have said that members of the public are welcome to attend that Zoom meeting. I think we're going to try and record it so we can post it on the website, where I can kind of go over this and answer questions for them. I know they only have 100, have a limit of 100 people. I don't know that 100 people will attend, but who knows, maybe. So there is that limit. And if I need to do some other outreach, I'm happy to do that and talk with the community. We've also been meeting with community members to discuss with them, you know, various issues on the different streets and some unintended consequences. One of the speakers tonight mentioned that access from East Taylor Run, that is not something that is part of this project. It would really only be access from West Taylor Run. So just the other kind of component of this is that the Duke Street Bus Rapid Transit project is underway and will be coming out this fall with a couple different alternatives of what Duke Street could look like with that project. So there is some, you know, we were thinking about coming to you all in September and then implementing this in October, but if we're going to come out with the Duke Street BRT project in September and those alternatives, we would like to actually see the congestion alleviate a little bit so that people might be able to focus more on the different options and think about, try and envision Duke Street. If we didn't have that congestion, then what could it be? Additionally, with that project, there will be some modifications and proposed different variations of what the West Taylor Run intersection could look like. And so kind of already understanding what it could look like with this closure will help people understand the different scenarios that are being proposed with that project. So we're trying to align those two projects, you know, the West Taylor Run intersection project and the Duke Street BRT project. The teams are working closely together on that. But thinking about getting this pilot out there early so that, you know, people can be used to it, and then we can have more detailed conversations about what the larger West Taylor Run intersection project looks like in conjunction with BRT this fall, is something we're thinking about. So again, we'll answer a lot of questions, hopefully on the 10th. We'll get feedback from folks to see, you know, we don't know how long we want to do this. You know, we're going to talk to the community about that, kind of think about the time frame, think about, you know, what does success look like? What are we measuring? And so we'll have those conversations in August, but since you all do not meet in August, wanted to get some feedback from you all tonight on kind of level of comfort with this. If we did implement at the beginning of December with the director and police chief authority to do that for 90 days and come back to you all for approval at the end of September, it would give you a chance to kind of see how it's going and say yes or no, take it down, keep it up, and weigh in. But also, you know, we could certainly wait until after you all see this in September, should it move forward. So just wanted to have that discussion with you all about what you're comfortable with, and understanding that we're trying to factor in the timing of the BRT project and how we have all those community conversations without getting really confusing with a number of different projects happening at once. So I think that was all I had.
So. Anybody want to start?
I want to just make a comment. I like what the proposal is. My concern is with that turn down by the post office, because I do that sometimes, live right off of Duke Street. There's a yield there for the post office traffic. You might want to consider changing that so they have to yield, because the number of cars that will go down that way will be way more than it currently does. And it still gets, it does maybe three or four cars tops makes it through that intersection at any given time. So that needs to be relooked at.
Yep.
But as far as what you all are talking about, the proposal and the data you bring back to us, for me, is that's what drives all the decisions. So if you do this for 90 days and want to bring it back to us, and you can tell us, and you have, that's enough time to get data, that certainly works for me.
I think, yeah, that's a really good comment. Yeah, we have heard from some folks about that intersection. We'll certainly take a look at that and look at the signal timing and what we need to do to make sure that we're not backing up at that intersection.
So a couple of questions. I remember you put up the variable message boards and early on when you were changing the timing of the traffic signals and encouraging people to stay on, you know, Quaker Lane, but then you took those down. And then how did people know to stay on Quaker after those signs disappeared? Was that just strictly from the apps that were driving them?
I mean, I don't know how people make all the decisions that they make. I think the apps were certainly routing people that way. And I think people, after something's been around for a couple weeks, a lot of the people that are going this route every day. It's right. The same people. And if it's not the same people, their majority of them probably have navigation apps up telling them which way to go. So I think people start to figure it out. And that's what we always see with transportation, is the traffic will kind of shift to where it flows
and fairly quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a couple comments on the proposed routing here. One is there at Cambridge. I assume you'll be adjusting the traffic light signal there to permit more vehicles to get through to turn onto Duke Street then.
I think we need to look at it. I mean, part of the initial pilot was making cars on the side streets wait longer. And that was, you know, so we would need to look at it and, you know, think about how many trips are actually generated, and we could probably figure this out, how many trips are actually generated on West Taylor Run and up in Longview and the residents off the access road to see who would actually need to take that route and how many additional vehicles is it and what is that doing to the signal. So that's certainly an analysis that we can run, but we would watch it too and see what we need to do.
And I think the same at Dove Street be the same thing, which is if there's enough time for enough, if there's going to be many cars. So that needs to probably be something you can adjust, you know, on the fly if need be, if it starts to back up.
Absolutely.
My other big concern, though, it regards pedestrians. So there is a problem with that ramp in the pedestrian signal, turning the light red. How long are they going to have to wait for that occurrence after they push the button?
So
2.5 minutes, or is it going to be something that will be more reasonable for pedestrians?
So it'll be the same as it is now. I'm not exactly sure what it is now, but I was out there and I pushed it and it turned pretty quickly. I don't know the signal cycle off the top of my head and how that pedestrian activation works, but we'll look at that. But when we were out there, it was mostly us pushing the button. Right. You know, we met with some engineers and a couple of people pushed the button and it did turn rather quickly.
Yeah, my concern though is that vehicles will get used to not ever having to stop. And now all of a sudden they're having to stop. I think it's something that needs to be watched out for. Even though I know there aren't many pedestrians that cross there, there still are some. And just getting drivers to remember, periodically you're going to need to stop here.
Yes.
And the same with the crossing then as the traffic kind of U-turns back from Dove Street, the crossing there at that pedestrian signal is another one. And that one, all they get is the flashing light. They don't get, you know, traffic stopping for the pedestrians to get across there. And so if that traffic does pick up, that could also be a concern that I would have then. But otherwise, I think this is a pretty cool pilot, and I suggest doing it tomorrow if you can.
We'll give some people some advance warning and have some community conversations first. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I think everyone has been extremely pleased so far. The only thing that I look at that, I'm intimately aware and familiar with these intersections, is the Cambridge Service Road is very difficult. You have people, it backs up, and then people want to get like into the 7-Eleven back parking, or they back up along because they can't turn. So if I can see how people from Longview, really just Longview, may choose to go that way, and there might not be much we can do about it. But as you think about redoing the whole West Taylor Run, sending people that way to go to Telegraph is probably, we get it now enough where people will, if there's a backup on Duke, people will get off on that right-hand slip right behind the bus stop at West Taylor Run, go down the service road, and then there's 10 cars in line trying to get on the, and on to clear, but Cambridge. But I don't think anyone really would want you to make the lights longer. I think sticking with the phase one timing is probably good.
Right. And remember, so with the larger West Taylor Run project, there will be a new ramp access. And so it wouldn't be faster to make that loop around Cambridge. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how many of the vehicles do the Cambridge route versus the Dove Street route. But
will there be signage up the traffic?
As part of the pilot, will people know that if they can't go straight across, they could make a right-hand turn and take the access road? Or are you guys just going to leave that to...
I think we need to think about that, because, you know, really we don't want traffic cutting through,
right,
knowing that there's, hey, just take these other options. I think the traffic will be flowing well enough that most people will stay on Quaker. It's really the residents of right. those streets. And, you know, we could do something initially, but I think they'll learn pretty quickly what their options are. And
yeah,
we could certainly work with them. We could do some flyers or something to work.
Non-resident wanting to do that gyration coming down Quaker would be the better route.
It's not faster, and people want to take the buses from.
Oh, just one thing. There were some letters in the many packets we got from Alex from the Moncure Hilton Upland folks, who are actually not part of the Clover College Civic Association, or the Taylor Run. So have you been able to engage? And I think they were conflating the future West Taylor Run change with this change. But I don't know how responsive they always are. But I just want to make sure that you've tried.
Yeah, so I've reached out to the Taylor Run Civic Association. I don't know how active they are right now. I know Mr. Boehm, I'm not sure how you say his last name, who was signed up to speak tonight. He and I have emailed, and I sent him the Zoom link for the meeting. So they're welcome to attend that if their civic association isn't in engaging. Or if I haven't sent it, I've sent it to a couple of people. I was out on Friday and today. So, and we just kind of, this is all just now coming together. So we'll get that. We'll get that Zoom link up there for folks on the project website, and people can attend and we'll answer questions. So yeah, there's nothing with this that really gets at the East Taylor Run. I mean, they would have to, you know, do one of these alternate routes as well as the West Taylor Run folks to actually access Telegraph Road. We'll have that discussion with them on the 10th. Let's see how that goes.
Are there any other questions or comments? Go ahead, Ashley.
I'd also be interested too in what the traffic flow is on Duke Street if you're turning right, so towards the Cambridge Access Road, noting that there's also a bus stop on that side and that slip lane, which was also, I've gotten off on that bus stop and cars coming from Main Duke Street that want to access the access road. It's kind of in between the green and the blue lines, but there's a slip lane for them instead of turning right and then turning left. So you have those cars plus potentially more traffic now coming from West Taylor to come around. So I'd be curious from a pedestrian standpoint, kind of what the traffic impact is and what that looks like to you.
We'll certainly look at the traffic impact of that, but we want to test it out and see what happens.
Anyone else? So just from my end, I would say if we do go, I'm just going to answer the sort of fundamental question. I think if we do go the route of using the director and the chief of police power, August, we have lower traffic volumes generally in the city. So it gives people a chance to figure it out before we go back to work, but just would very much encourage, if that's the route that the director decides to go, that like we communicate these alternative routes to the folks on like Moncure, Hilton, East and West Taylor Run, so that there are no surprises, because I think we've talked about doing this for a long time. And I think this is where we've all wanted to go. And I don't want us to sort of get lost by sort of not doing the outreach checks. And then just like a clarity point. So as part of the closure, we'll also go back to the phase one timing. We're not gonna test them independently.
Right.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I was like, I thought that was always the plan, but I wanted to double check. Those are my comments though.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a good point.
Anyone else with any questions on this?
Do we need to approve anything here?
Just this update,
just,
yeah.
Just a step.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So we might see this in September, or we might have data in September.
We won't have data in September because there's a 6-week delay in data, but we will be monitoring, you know, go out and look and see what's happening. I won't have the actual origin destination data until after, but I think if it's a debacle, you will hear about it.
Regardless of my official data. I meant more along the lines of if this is a flaming disaster, we'll hear about it.
You will have a public hearing on it. So yeah.
Awesome. And so those are the only two updates. So I think that takes us to commissioner updates. So nothing from transport commission?
I'm not gonna, no, we haven't met.
Are we before them this month?
We took off July in August. I don't know if we'll ever meet again. No. And thank you all for a long meeting, but the good news is the long meeting means we cleared the decks to make sure that we did not have to have a meeting in August. So the next meeting would be the end of September. September 26th.
I will just let everyone know I will not be here. So you will have Ann as chair. I will be on my honeymoon in Greece. Love you all, but I'll be in Greece. So yes. Oh no, we'll figure it out. We'll be fine. Yeah. But anyway, if there's anything that pops up, and then the only other thing Alex did ask us to look at, and I noticed nobody did anything, our report for the end of the fiscal year is due. If you have edits, send them. Otherwise, I'm going to like help Alex tweak the language, and we'll just replicate what we did last year.
Do you have any goals for the coming year for the board, please? You can send them to me as soon as you can.
don't, I forget the deadline for us to get the annual report in. It's not immediately pressing, but I will, we have limited opportunities to collaborate with you all. We can do it via writing.
Yeah, if you can get it, if, just to avoid the FOIA stuff, if you have any comments, send it directly to Alex.
And then I will, I can work
with him. And then try to get it, just so he has some timeline, try and get it to him by the end of the week. To give him a little bit of time to get it done.
And it can be very simple. You don't need to worry about the wordsmithing it. Just a, you know, a phrase or a sentence or two is sufficient for us. And then I can work with the chair to consolidate and work it into something that we can then send around for your feedback.
Now you're all like dying to get out of here, but I just was looking at the goals from last year and like a lot of them are like work with planning commission to do stuff. And I don't know that we ever did that. And so let's maybe think about doing, how do we do that in this year? And that's all I have.
Great, so if there's nothing else, is there a move to adjourn? Casey, second by Ann. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed. See you in September.